Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Showing away the time? Are you gathering up the keys? Have you had enough of mine?
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Diana Fritschgott-Roth, the author of Women's Figures, is one of her books. Regulating Disaster is another one. What'd you say, Diana?
Jim, I'm not a doctor. You flatter me.
Well, okay. All right.
I was giving you
a little credit. This is an honorary degree from the Small Business Advocate
Show. No honorary degree. Let's stick to the fact.
Diana Fritschgott-Roth, ladies and gentlemen. She is an economist and a very well respected one. Economics21.org is the website that you are responsible for the Manhattan Institute. Diana, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the president's speech. This segment, Diana, I want to talk about in the last segment we talked about things that he would like to do, that he says he wants to do, but he has no control over. Here are some things that he does have some control over and that he could try to make happen in the next couple of years. The trade deals, he talked about that. He could initiate those. He's in the middle of negotiating an Iranian nuclear deal right now that he and the Congress are going to go to war over. He's already made some climate change decisions himself. And so those are just a few of the things that he could raise minimum wage again for government contracts. He could do that through the regulations, couldn't he?
Yes, Jim. But you didn't talk about the best things he could do that he didn't even talk about. He could rein in the Environmental Protection Agency, which is about to come up down like a sack of bricks,
right,
as they say, on small business. They want to regulate ozone to 60 or 65 parts per billion, even though the current standard, 75 parts per billion, has not even set in yet. We haven't even complied with the last standard put in place by the Bush administration.
Right.
He wants to make it lower, which will put most of the country out of attainment, States would have to have state implementation plans to cut back on their factories and their power plants. What he could do is tell the EPA, let's wait and see. So we've achieved 75 parts per billion, and then what we'll do is we'll look at how the air is then and decide how to proceed.
But that's not. But see,
you're talking
logically. You're thinking the way a normal problem solver would think.
We need to be writing to President Obama,
right,
and saying, you know, don't do these harmful things.
Right.
Let's wait and see till current law is implemented. Then, if the air isn't clean enough, let's go forward.
But Diana, as you know, this man is an ideologue. And
yeah, but he does have the power to do reasonable things.
He does.
Take the National Labor Relations Board. The National Labor Relations Board has just out of the blue called the parent company of a franchise, McDonald's USA, to be the joint employer of all those people who work at the local McDonald's franchises.
Mm-hmm.
This is upsetting 50 years of precedent. This means anytime anyone sues a local McDonald's, they also sue the parent McDonald's. That's going to result in a whole lot more lawsuits.
Well, see,
he
warned us about that last night because he said he wanted to do things that would strengthen unions, and nothing would make him happier than if McDonald's was required to unionize.
Exactly. But, you know, I called the NLRB and I said, do you have an advice memorandum that sets out how you can be overturning 50 years of precedent? What legal grounds do you have to do this? You know what they said to me? They said, yes, we have the advice memorandum, but it's not publicly available.
Wow.
We are saving it for the trials in March.
Wow.
They have changed the law. They're not telling normal people. They're not even telling McDonald's. They're not telling me. They're not even giving
isn't
the documents to Congress.
Isn't that discovery?
To justify themselves.
Isn't that part of the discovery process? Shouldn't they be required to do that?
They should be required to publish any law. You shouldn't have to get
right.
it through discovery.
Right.
If you're changing a regulation or a rule or a law through a guidance letter
right.
or through a memo, you should let everybody know this is the new law and this is
and
how
this
we justify
it. This is the way, folks, that this administration works.
Now, but this is what President Obama could clear this up with one phone call to his general counsel, Richard Griffin, the general counsel of the NLRB, who, by the way, was illegally and constitutionally appointed.
He's not going to do that, Diana, because this is what he wants. So, folks, gird your loins. We got two more years, small business owners out here on Main Street. We got two more years of this.
We need to be very loud about it.
Thank you for being the voice that you are up there, for keeping things on the table. For folks, please follow Diana at economics21.org. Great writing that she does, reporting on what's going on. Diana, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
It's great to be with you, Jim.
Diana Fritschke.
Always an honor to be on your show.
You too, Diana. Diana's a great American, ladies and gentlemen. She works hard for you and me. I hope you check out her website. I got to go for this hour. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.